Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A very volatile day across the board for all of the futures markets. All of the grains were lower, as well as the cattle futures. Cattle futures were down the limit in the first couple months of feeder cattle. They did go through the low from earlier in December of 207.75 in March. And after that, it drove a down limit at 405.60. That was kind of the feature of the agriculture markets today. But grains were lower across the board, too, led lower by the beans. Beans ended up down 17.5 cents in March at 9.91¾. The previous low was 9.91. The market did penetrate that, went as low as 9.85¼. So that was interesting to note. It looks like long-term that could break the support level there at 9.91. Wheat futures lower as well. July Kansas City down to 581.5, down 1¾. The low on that was 578¼. Keep in mind the low set back in September, October time frame was about $5.60 for that contract. So still about 20 cents before the contract makes new lows. And then Chicago wheat lower as well today, down 3.5 to 4 cents with March at 534.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The first export report this morning showed that wheat exports 284,000 metric tons. In the middle of the range, we were expecting 250 to 450. Corn exports above the range at 818,000. We were looking for 550 to 750. That was more than double last week's number of 388, so a bit positive for corn. And then soybeans also positive at 1.133 million metric tons. We're looking for 700 to 900. Cotton, 441,800, which is also a marketing year high. That was enough to lift cotton futures just a touch. They were up 56 at 59.54. And then we had Informa Economics acreage numbers released this morning. Not too much of a change. For corn, they're saying 88.6 million acres this next year, where the USDA is at 88, last year at 90.6, so 2 million acres less than last year. For beans, bigger than USDA, they're expecting 88 million acres. The USDA is saying 84. And wheat, lower than the USDA. Informa is saying 54.9 million acres, where the USDA is saying 56 million acres.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 155 at 154.20, April down 152 at 152.80, March feeder cattle down 450 at 205.60, April down 422 at 206.35, February lean hogs down 40 at 75.62, and April up 35 at 78.35. March Kansas City wheat down 2 at 573, May down 2.5 at 576. March Chicago wheat down a nickel at at 5.32¾, May down a nickel at 5.35¾, March corn down a penny at 3.80, May down a penny and a quarter at 3.87¼, March soybeans down 18¼ at 9.91, and May down 17¼ at 9.97¼. March cotton up 51 at 59.49, and May up 44 at 60.27. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.